Connecticut Governor John Rowland will announce his resignation today. The Republican governor has been threatened with impeachment and faces a possible indictment on federal corruption charges. The governor will address the citizens of Connecticut in a live broadcast this evening. We're joined now by State House reporter Av Harris of member station WNPR in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Why is the governor resigning now?
Well, it comes down to this. He really ran out of options. He had no good choices left. As you mentioned in your introduction, there's an ongoing federal criminal investigation of Governor Rowland's administration for alleged bid rigging with contracts. These same set of issues has come up now in an impeachment probe. And he lost a very important case on Friday. The committee that was leading this impeachment investigation subpoenaed him to answer questions, and he took them to court, and the Supreme Court said on Friday that he is not immune just because he's a sitting governor. He's not immune from a legislative subpoena. So he really had no good options. He could either not say anything to the committee and defy a subpoena, and that would probably lead to his impeachment, or he could talk in public about all of these issues, and that would put him in legal jeopardy in front of the criminal probe.
Well, specifically, what kinds of things is John Rowland being accused of?
Well, this whole scandal really erupted last December when he admitted that he had lied to the public and the press about accepting free renovations on his lakeside cottage from a bunch of people, including state employees, some political appointees, and major state contractors, people who had won like $100 million contracts to work on roads or build prisons from the state. And so it all looked as if the governor were handing out contracts to people who were giving him very expensive gifts or cash in some cases. So the governor's always denied that, but he's also refused to answer any questions about it.
And Lieutenant Governor Jody Rell will replace him. Has she been touched by this scandal?
Not really. Jody Rell has always played sort of a behind-the-scenes role. There's been a lot of talk about resignation in the Capitol over the last few months, but with the governor's steadfast refusal to resign, she's never really come into the spotlight like this before. Now, the governor says he'll resign effective July 1st, or at least we're expected to hear that tonight, and that would give her about 10 days or so to make that transition.
And he, again, is a Republican governor. What does this resignation mean for the Democrats, if anything?
Well, John Rowland has been a Republican governor since 1995 in a very Democratic state, and he's really been invincible at the statewide level politically. So this is probably the first chance the Democrats will have to put up their own candidate. However, the governor's term ends in 2006, so they'll have at least 3 years of Jody Rell as governor before the next gubernatorial election.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Av Harris is the State House reporter for member station WNPR in Hartford.